Excellent.
Thank you.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 15. Matthew chapter 27, verse 15. It says, now it was the governor's custom, say custom, at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. Wow. I bring you a word from the Lord today. The feast and the custom. The feast and the custom. Let us pray. Holy God, had you not been for us, we sure should not be here. Thank you because you did not give us as teeth, you did not give us as prey to the teeth of the wicked one. We bless you. Unto you are we come today, Daddy. Teach us your way, that we may walk in your path, that we may escape the treachery of the wicked and not be slain by his devices. Save us to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Please have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. Shout out to this beautiful couple. God bless you. Good to see you. You recall there was a day I came late to church and I said I went fishing. God bless you. Good to see you. They just had a baby, so I had to go. I went to name the baby. God bless the baby. God bless the family. Good to see you. The feast and the custom. We're looking at the subject themed, do not be misled. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. The onus is on me, not on the person attempting to deceive me. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. The work is on me. It's me that must have a game on how not to be misled. So you cannot outsource or excuse that function. You must brace up to defend your gate. Genesis chapter 3 verse 13. A lamentation that is becoming recurring in my spirit, but inexcusable. Eve, who had no notion of wrong before. My God, you will not be misled. She knew nothing but God. She had no history of wrongdoing. But this treacherous, wicked deceiver came. And her lamentation was, I was deceived. That was, may you not be deceived. The bane of deception is that the end. Like Auntie D said, you can't be deceived from this. If you know you are being deceived from this, that you escape. I said, no. go down the road. No credit today. Praise the Lord. Like that, I shared with my wife this morning. I said, Satan has a game. And I shared that theory with you. Whatever happens, positive, negative, is a design if it's God. All things work together. Shaga, all things work together for good. If it's a design by God, Joseph traversed to Egypt was a design, not a game. That's why at the end of it, he thought maybe his brothers were mean and unkind. But when he saw the puzzle piece together, he said, you thought it. Shaga, did you see that? If you look at that scripture, you say, you thought it for evil, but God meant it. So it's not what is thought, it's what is meant in God's context. Yeah. Give God a hand clap. But if it is Satan, Lighthouse, don't forget, it's a game. You know, in a game, somebody is striving to win. He won't win you. In the name of Jesus. So you must also have a game plan on how not to lose. Lighthouse, so cheaply and unadvisedly, people submit to the game of Satan. And they even helped him in his game. Say, not here. Satan, the serpent deceived me. What is a feast? I want you to take a good notice about this. If you look at John chapter 18, verse 39. John chapter 18, verse 39. Look at what it says here. It says, but it is your custom. We are looking at the feast and the custom today. He said, but it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. I want you to construe the notion of this feasting as an opportunity to make a choice. Don't say it as if it's a party time, but an occasion whereby you are in a position to choose who to release. Remember the story of Herod on his birthday. That was a big party, except that Satan took it as an occasion to bring a plan he had cleverly sought opportunity to hatch. My dear family, every time a feast happens to us, you and I, occasion that presents itself to see who we are going to release. At this instance, the choice was between Barabbas and Jesus. Did you see that? And you know, we have customs. I'll come to that because we are looking at the feast and the custom. So don't take it as a party time, but an occasion. An occasion that offers you opportunity or a credence to choose. My dear brother and sister, it can be a little argument. Thank God for the testimony we heard here in church on Sunday, when my sister, when my brother said he was ironing my sister's dress, and my sister said three times. That was a feast that presented an occasion. And you know, thank God they did not release Barabbas. Give God a hand clap. Because the end of the goal was to make sure they won't be in church. How many people remember that testimony? He said, if it were before, so freely Barabbas would be released. Let somebody shout hallelujah! But we have a game plan not to lose against Satan. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul said, anybody you forgive, I forgive, so that Satan will not have advantage of us. Like us, you must have a plan against Satan. He has a plan against us. Hallelujah. If we don't understand that, then we are cheaply eroded like gully washed off white by erosion. That won't be our story. You must craft it. You must know it. We must know what feast come upon you and the occasion that present itself on who to release. The feast represents a unique and opportune time. That Sunday morning was an opportune time. And I know my brother heard it. Against that, except that there was a game around it. There was a game around it. And I'm sure it thought not to do it. But the game was that to check who will be released today. The feast is also a point of inflection. You've heard about negative and positive parabola in mathematics. When something continues to go good, 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 it reaches a point. Oh my God. Consider that as a choice point, as a point of inflection where you have to decide whether you want it to continue going up or you have it come down. You won't have a negative parabola in Jesus' name. It's when things that are going good suddenly become bad. Point of inflection. The Passover, the feast also represents a time to embrace life or death. Look at the story of Eve. It was a sad, dark day. For how long did Adam live? There was no record of it. But they lived until they ate. Did you catch that? Yeah. We have no issue of how long. Like Methuselah and all of them that died after. You hear, he died, da, 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 da. It's after he ate, then he died. As a matter of fact,
That death, that death is not termination. It's a process that terminated.
So many times when God said don't do something and you think nothing changed because you didn't do it, you didn't know you initiated a process. Say not here. Death is a process, man. You don't know.
Oh,
that's why if symptoms persist, you are then there's no recovery, I tell you. You have to see what they can do to reverse it. And when they are, when they couldn't do anything anymore, they send them to, what's that place? You won't be sent there. Oh, you know what? They know it's a process. You see, death doesn't happen when breath ceases. Death is a process. But you won't be killed. Consider that feast as a point at which you make a decision to live or to die. Consider it as an occasion when you have to choose whether to obey. It's a feast time for you. It's a feast time. Everything looked right with Potiphar's wife. It's a feast. But thank God the boy escaped. You will escape too in Jesus' name. Now, what is custom? Because at every feast, there is a custom. That's what he says. He said, you have a custom. John chapter 18, verse 39. He said, you have a custom. You have a practice. Reflect, you see, but it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner. We'll look at it. We'll come there. Custom is a practice or pattern of behavior established over time that becomes a standard way of living. And just reflect, you know, what has become a custom to you. Some of them are bad. Some of them are good. I was reflecting on it. There's a family, their custom is to invite my family for Thanksgiving every year. So they expect that even if they don't mention it, did you catch that? Yeah, is a custom. And you know, in our families, in our, you know, just look, even yourselves, there's something that is a practice for you. Almost a standard of behavior. Sometimes local customs have become legislated just because it has become a practice that is established. So in this case also, my dear family, I share with you how reading the Bible as a comic does nobody any good. There are 7 layers of interaction with the Word of God. One of them is seeing yourself in the story. Seeing yourself. Because of time, I can't go into that 7 again. But don't forget, there is a history level. You know, you can be a Muslim and teach Bible. Yeah. You can be a Muslim and do religious studies and pass. That's history level. Just, it has no value delivered. It tells us about Jesus Christ, the revelation of who Jesus Christ is from Genesis to Revelation, my people. It tells us about who God is. That's the third layer. It tells you about who you are. See yourself. The Bible says Jesus went into the temple one day and the scroll was delivered to him. And he found the place where it was written about him. And he told them, this day, this time. So it's not a future thing. It's not nobody claimed it. Anybody who they derived benefit by it. It was about him. It was written. Praise the Lord. I saw how my family coming to America was discovered in Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. I will change your time and your season. It was my word. Praise God. It was my word. And he changed it for real. My prayer is that you will see yourself in this scripture. Amen. So also, it's in this context that you and I must see how this is relatable to us so that we will not be deceived. Reflect. Let's see some of the customs that are recorded in the Bible. Look at the priesthood. Luke chapter 1, verse 19.
Luke chapter 1 verse 9. The Bible says, as the custom of the priest is, Zechariah went into the temple to administer his priesthood. According to the custom of the priest's office. You know, I want you to reflect heavily on what we are talking today, because feasts and customs are perennial. You are not going to outlive it. There are occasions that you service part time before you leave. Somebody may have a feast at the parking lot. One day, Daddy, we had a feast at the parking lot. Two people came to church. They jammed each other. That was a feast, I tell you. Somebody was backing out. Somebody was not looking. Boosa. But we didn't let Barabbas because nobody. We paid for it. He said, okay, don't worry. Don't call police. We'll take care of your car. Just so that the wrong prisoner is not released. You'll be shocked how quickly Barabbas will let him loose. you think they met at the marketplace. Not knowing that this is just church. They've not even walked far. just from that. But devil is a wicked. He will set up any scenario to constitute a feast. Bible says, according to the custom of the priest's office, there are things that happen to us. Look at Jesus. He had a custom also. Luke chapter 4 verse 16. And I tell you, you have a custom. I have a custom. Every morning when I wake up, to the glory of God, check. My wife is still by my side. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I will go to the bathroom, freshening out. I drink water. 2 cups. That's what I wake up. Every morning. Let me wake up 1 a.m. Straight away. That cup doesn't leave where it is. If somebody moved it. I have to go fetch it. Praise the Lord. Verse 16, it says, and he came to Nazareth, where he was brought up. And as his what? So I don't want you to lose sensitivity concerning these two things we are mentioning today. The feast and the custom. Because when the feast is presented, your custom will flow out. As his custom was, he went into the synagogue, the same place, and he read that day what was written about him. Look at the Jews. Acts chapter 6. My dear family, you have a custom. We have a custom in Lighthouse. We don't wait for people to start. How many people know that? We didn't change it. From the day the church was born, service start 10. You can be the one that will, whatever role you are playing, we are going. Praise the Lord. Acts 6:14. For we have heard him saying, that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs. Lighthouse, there is a custom among humankind. This custom is when feast happens, we have the means, jurisdiction. We can adjudicate who is released. Don't forget it. It is within you. You have the means to identify who should be released. But we'll get there. He said here, and so they said, no, you can't change our customs. Look at Paul, Acts chapter 17, from verse 2. He said, as Paul, as his what? Manner was. Same thing as customs. My dear family, there is a manner of life we all have inherent in us. When opportunity presents itself, we have to make a choice on who to release. I also shared with you levels of interaction with the Word of God. When you have understanding of the names and sensitivity to numbers, is so important, my people. In the spirit, names are not nomenclature. Names are functionaries. when you call God a particular name, you have him function like that. It's like calling a cobbler. Are you here? Yeah. Because when you say you are going to a cobbler, there is a sense of functionary that comes to your brain. You won't expect him to sew your clothes, will you? Yeah. That's exactly what happens when names are mentioned in the spirit. And that's why you should name appropriately. That's why God will have to change some names. Because when you call that name, it doesn't call the function. Are you here or you left? Barabbas. See what happened here. John 18. From verse 39. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. So don't forget that. Just bring that home. At every opportunity, at every feast occasion, when you need to make a choose or choice, if you want like it that way, you will release one. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? Then they cried again, saying, not with this man, but Barabbas. Now, Barabbas was who? Now, what does Barabbas mean? Remember Bartimaeus? Bartimaeus? You see, anywhere you see that B-A-R preceding the name, it means the son of. So, Bartimaeus means the son of Timaeus. Bar-Jonah, the son of Jonah. You see this Barabbas? Did you see Abba in that subsequent? It means the son of a father. Lighthouse. This is a contest between children identified after their fatherhood. Jesus representing the Son of God. You remember the Bible says we have received a spirit whereby we call him Abba, Father. Okay, so that Abba. That's Barabbas means the son. You know when children do like their father, you say you are the true son. Only don't let your father be evil. Lighthouse within you and I. We are the umpire to allocate rights to who should live. And who should die at the feast? Barabbas means the son of a father or his master. When a servant replicates his master well, he will be like him. John 8:44. Look at what Babu says. You see that father there too? Yes, children, the devil has sons too. Have you heard about the sons of Belial? Yeah. So when they call him Barabbas, you see what he does. He was acting perfect after his father. He said, ye of your father, the devil, lighthouse. Except the people were misled. Let's see the character of Barabbas's father. Luke 23 from verse 18. In fact, let's start from verse 17. It says, for of necessity, when feast happens, you and I must release somebody. Say, you didn't catch it. You can't evade it. You can't play neutral. That's what happened to my brother and my sister that day. Hallelujah. But thank God they held Barabbas back. He said, for of necessity, lighthouse, don't kid. You can't play neutral in this game that the referee. The game depends on you and the game must go on. For of necessity, he must release one to act. It must release one unto them. He must release one to the occasion. Look at what he said. And they cried. May you not cry for evil. May you not cry evil cry. Lighthouse, they were misled. Look at what this man did. Look at the character of who this Barabbas is. And they cried out with one at once, saying, away with this man. You think because I'm a Christian, I'm a fool. You don't know, you are just being foolish. Say not me. Away with this man and release unto us Barabbas. Look at verse 19. Who for a certain sedition. What's the character of Satan? To incite people against authority. That's what he did in heaven. You don't know what that sedition means? Yeah. To make people act contrary. Don't join people to act contrary to constituted authority. It's the character of Satan. He said, who for a certain sedition made in the city. Lighthouse. The city kept this guy back. Lighthouse, you have held back this bad behavior for so long until this feast comes. Okay, today, if it's scatter, let it scatter. You won't act foolish. Lighthouse, you have to keep this Barabbas in check. The first thing was that he made sedition. Number two, he was also admitted from restrained for murder. Not because I don't know it, but I went to check the meaning of murder. Unlawful premeditated killing. Do you know when people go for war, right? There's a way you kill in war and you become a murderer. I better get it. You didn't catch it. Yeah, they tried them for war crimes. Because we are at war does not mean, and there is a killing you kill that is approved. And who is Satan? John 10:10. He comes to steal, to kill. If you play with Satan, you can't win, my brother. The person is misled. Pata pata. Evil communication. 1 Corinthians 15:33. You won't be innocent after the conversation. Lighthouse, do you know you have to refrain from some people talking to you? Because it will alter your nature. My people, don't say, no. You can't rally around evil. It will corrupt you. For safety's sake, avoid evil. Bible says, flee all appearances. Huh? My people, don't say you will rule it. Avoid it. Don't say, don't pass their way. Don't land their trade, my people. You won't fail. He was a murderer. John 10:10. That's Barabbas for you. Number one, if you release Barabbas to the occasion, my people, now look at this story, the way I perceived it, right? Pilate, representing our conscience. You know, they can't do anything without Pilate doing it, right? So sometimes but something will be crying loud. Huh? Oh my God! No! I told my wife, I said, imagine Pilate released Barabbas. Because he did, right? He did! He did! And as soon as he left, just for purpose of taking, his son was coming back from college. The first person he met was Barabbas. Buzza! No, sorry, not you. He killed his son. Whoever released it, and to whom it is released, nobody will survive. Say not here. Can I tell you a secret? Evil destroy those he uses. Bible says, let's go to Psalm 34, my sister. Psalm 34, the last two verses there. It says, evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be reprobate. Did you see that? Evil, you are the one he used though. But you won't escape. My people, you won't do yourself. In the name of Jesus. Sedition. My people. Rulers have sword in their hand. Romans chapter 13 from verse 4. He said, rulers, let's go there. My people, let's go there. If I roll out to verse 3, my sister. My people, somebody incites you against authority, it's Barabbas. He will kill you. He said, for rulers are not terror to good works, but to do evil. Okay? But to the evil. Right? They are to make sure evil does not continue. Without them not be afraid of the power, do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the ruler. Look at verse 4. But if you are, he said, for he is a minister of God for you to do you good. For if thou do which is evil, be afraid. He has a sword in his hand. He has what? Oh, my people. Authority has means. Tell somebody that. That's what Satan didn't know. He thought it was the angel that covered the presence of God. He became too familiar. He didn't know authority has means. So Bible says his place in heaven had no history again that he was there. Not only there was no history. God erased it that he was ever there. He said, for he beareth not the sword in vain. Look at Jesus. What's the character of Jesus? Let's go to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. He said, but you killed the Prince of Life and you release the murderer. Give me 1 minute. I need to look for that scripture. Verse what? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my sister. Can you back up to verse 14? He said, Lazarus, when that feast comes, don't deny the Holy One. Don't do what? Yeah. Because you have the choice. He said, but ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer. Huh? In family setting, marriage setting, at work setting. My people, why will you? But you see, they are misled. He said, I won't do that. You know, somebody may not get it, but you that get it, save the situation. Do what? He said, but ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer. It didn't change. To be granted unto you. Look at the next verse. Let's stand up on our feet. He said, and you killed the Prince of Life. My God. How are you transacting business at the feast? Are you killing the Prince of Life? Or are you releasing the murderer? My dear family, two things you must take note of here. Feast are occasions that allow you to ventilate who you want outside. The murderer. If you choose the Prince of Life, you will live and not die. My people. Hallelujah. That situation you think was bad and going down will be recovered. Why? The Prince of Life. You don't know that word prince means the regulator? When you talk, it's the same word where you have principality that rules over territories. When a principality rules over a territory, that whole territory begins to is characterized by the nature of that principality. That's why some cities, some scenarios, you see, they have a governing method of life or mode of life that is managed by the principality of that area. Can I tell you a secret? If you leave that community and go to a new community, you will be shocked how you will. I had a friend we used to work together. I'm not saying New York is bad though. Please, I'm not saying that. You know, until he left New York, he wondered why he lived in New York. You know, not like Chemo, you know, the kind of pace that is there. So he now got a job. He went to the suburb. Okay, sorry, leave New York. You know Lagos? Lagos, you will not know how good it is to live outside Lagos. When you lived, my brother-in-law used to live in Lagos. He now moved to Abuja. He never wanted to go back to Lagos again. But you see, when you are in that environment, the principality over that environment characterizes the nature of life. And you almost think that's how you can't do anything about it. I had one day, people came to work in Lagos, were in traffic. They wake up, they were in traffic till the next day and they have to go back and turn back to go back to work. How many people heard that? Mommy said she was among them. What kind of principality is that? You close from work, daddy. You are going home. Then the traffic is so bad, you couldn't get home. You have to save time going back to work the next day. You have to make a U-turn and go back to... That Barabbas is bad. That's a bad Barabbas, I tell you. But there's none of them that is good. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You killed the Prince of Life. I want to urge you today, my dear family. Spare the Prince of Life. Hear me? Do what? The occasion will really like be very terrifying and you really feel like Barabbas should be the one to like be released. Don't do that. If you do that, nobody will be standing. But if you let the Prince of Life, if you release the Prince of Life, the first person that will be saved will be you and others. Let's lift up our hands to God and receive grace. Reign, Jesus, reign. Da 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 tool to direct their fears in areas where we want God to rule and reign. In feasting areas, can I tell you a secret? We can go after Barabbas and hold him back. Let me show you that in the Bible. My sister, please, let's go quickly to 1 Corinthians. What must I do then, Pastor? How must I organize myself to make sure I don't become a prey? 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27. See what Paul said. I keep my body under and bring it to subjection. My dear family, that's the way you rule and govern over this Barabbas, because it's within us to elect who to release. He said, but I keep my body under, I educate it, I tell it, no, you can't go that way, no, you can't say that, no, you can't do that, no, you can't power God, no, no, no. My people, if there is no restraint, there will be catastrophe. If there is no restraint, there will be that you can't hold back yourself, you can't restrain yourself. My people, Barabbas will be on the street. Shine, Jesus, shine. Feel the land. The Father's glory. Bless, Spirit, bless. Set our heart on fire. River flow. Minutes, talk to God, run after that Barabbas, have it arrested. Wherever is the governing, you know, is the governing ruler in any area where we have allowed it to be released, the truth is that we can go after it, have it arrested, put it in check. My dear family, we have to deal with it till you see Jesus Christ. Because Paul said here, he said, I will be a castaway if I allow this Barabbas, son of his master. Jesus does the will of his own God and daddy. Can I tell you something? Barabbas will do the function of his daddy. He said, yeah, of your father, the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. He won't change spots, my people. But we can say no. Receive grace this morning. Who do I release at the feast? My people, I've seen very innocent discussion, something that should not degenerate, but Satan takes it at an advantage. They begin to ask themselves, how did we get here? My God, Barabbas will not be released in any of our feast. Father Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your word. You have to govern it. You have to rule over it. You have to make sure it's not released. Bible says, if ye be led by the Spirit, ye shall live. But if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. Barabbas is a murderer, the son of his master, the son of his father. He will kill like his father. He's a seditious person. He will incite you against the authority of God. Some of you will say, let me do it, then I will confess. You don't know, you have just overthrown the government. But we will not do that, so that we may live. Father Lord, we thank you. Let's release and say, God, fill my home. I release the Prince of Life. Let it characterize himself over my affairs. My dear family, if something is dead, the Prince of Life will bring it out. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He said, Pastor, oh, everything has passed. No, let the Prince, just release the Prince of Life. Hallelujah. Let the Prince of Life deal with it. He will bring right out of wrong. He will bring life out of death. That's his job. That's his character. That is his nature. Allow him. It's because we didn't allow him. That's why we haven't seen what he can do. Father, Lord, we thank you. We turn to you, Jesus. Fill our lives. Fill our moments. Fill our thoughts. Fill us, oh God. He said, you deny the Prince of Life. You kill the Prince of Life. No, Lord, we have Jesus released. I want you to pray, Lord, fill my heart. Be alive in me, Jesus. Be alive in me. Sees this Barabbas that is seeking to destroy everything. He's a murderer. He's a seditious person. He will corrupt every good manner. He will overturn what is good. He has no desire for good. Good infuriate this good, full good infuriate Satan. Oh, he will not. If you party with him, you are dead. Oh, no, no, no. He has no life in him. My God, Rikabashanda. Bible says the tender mercy of the wicked is cruel.
If Satan shows mercy, he will put that person in a worse situation. Father Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Daddy, we thank you. Thank you for testimonies that we share in your church. Thank you for our brethren who put themselves out for your glory. How they released the Prince of Life. And that situation, of course, that was a big feast, because it was a new dress and she was going to wear it for the first time. And this wicked one construe a scenario, a fear scenario, to see whether who will be released. Thank you for that victory. Daddy, my dear family, it happens to all of us part time. You will have to choose who to let rule. But this is God's word for you. He will give you grace that you will release the Prince of Life, that you may have a testimony. Father Lord, we thank you. Daddy, is there any way where this Barabbas is at work in any of our space or life or condition? As a church, Bible says the voice of the Sadducees and the Pharisees prevailed. Daddy, the voice of the church prevailed against the release of Barabbas. In every family, in everyone, those online, everywhere. Daddy, seize that fox in the name of Jesus. Bible says seize the fox, because it spoils your vine. When your vine is ripe, the foxes will not spoil our vine anymore. In the name of Jesus. Release us that we may live a life that is full of peace. That the Prince of Peace may be the one advocating our life affairs. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me also. My dear family, because you preach the word of God does not exclude you from being obedient to it. I am served with occasion part time like you. And I must make a decision. Who to release, whether the murderer who will kill and kill and kill and kill both me and everybody, or I will allow the Prince of Life to be released. Pray for me also, that when at my feasting, God will grant me honest heart to release the Prince of Life. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, my God. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. How many people have their oil changed today? You know, when you check in for regular service, hallelujah. You know, they check your oil level, they check your brake level, brake oil, the overheating stop, back, Prince of Life comes to the engine. Hallelujah. Let's share the grace and fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us today and forevermore. Amen. Surely, they are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Today's celebration day. Please, sorry, the service is not ended yet.